Please welcome to the show the president of the Brighton District Cricket Club, Mr. Damien Damo Godfrey. Damo.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Welcome, buddy. Mate, you look like a man who enjoys a hot pie. Much like myself and Tubes.
Yeah, I can't say I wouldn't turn one down, that's for sure.
So did you come here to get a pie and then go, oh, I may as well do a radio interview, or was it around the other way?
I drove past first and then came back.
Saw us in the window, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Damon, let's talk about the Brighton District Cricket Club, relatively new on the scene. How are things going, buddy? How's it all going?
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
We had a bit of a tough year, but in saying that, it enabled us to play a lot of our young juniors.
Yep.
And like, they came through with flying colours, so some of them have got real promising careers ahead of them, so it's really good.
So the Brighton Eagles play in the Cricket Tasmania Premier League, the TCA, basically, the second grade, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
so that's the second grade, but there's hope that the Brighton Eagles will eventually jump into the first grade competition.
Yeah, that's our end game. Is we want to be participating in their first grade competition. Ideally, we'd like that to happen within the next 3 years. But at the moment, we're just trying to take little steps to make sure we have everything as it should be.
It's all about the youth at the moment.
Yeah, getting youth back into the game and uncovering that next hidden talent.
Absolutely. Damon, actually, can I just quickly congratulate you whilst we're talking? Because I can see on your watch, you've got an Apple Watch on, and a mate of yours is clearly calling you. His name's Shagger.
Shagger.
And it keeps coming up with Shagger calling. And Damon, this is why he runs the cricket club, because utter professional, and he's like, even though Shagger's called him 4 or 5 times, don't know if he's stitching you up or whatever.
Odds on he is, for sure.
Shagger's obviously listening right now. So Shagger, he's doing a great job, but he's kept a straight face. He's got the message out there, even though you're calling, mate. So you just keep calling, Shagger. Maybe we'll answer live on the air. But let's talk about the new facilities there. The new club rooms, new change rooms as well. This is going to make a big difference to the club.
Oh, yes, it'd be massive. We've probably been operating the last 12 to 18 months without really having a club rooms.
Yep.
We've sort of just been over in the small building over towards one of the grounds. So when the new complex opens in the 7th of June, I think, is our handover. Well, it means we'll be able to have functions and we'll actually have a home, which is probably a lot of clubs you sort of take for granted. But when you don't have one, it makes it hard. Like, you can't get your supporters in, you can't get your spectators in.
Absolutely.
I've been down and checked it out, Nath. As you know, I love my local footy
do,
and
mate.
Cricket grounds, and it's going to be state of the art, and it's going to be one of these places that I think local cricketers are going to want to be a part of. And you're looking for a head coach,
yes,
aren't
that's
you,
correct.
For your senior side, mate. So what opportunities are you presenting for this next person? I know that the coaches out there are pretty thin, but it's a real opportunity for someone to come and build something from the ground up.
Yes, that's right. We're looking for someone to come in at the ground level. Like, we're relatively the new club on the block, so there's lots of room for someone to come in and set up a structure and set up the club how a professional club should be. And as you see by the past history with TCA cricket, like, a lot of the clubs are successful because they started from the bottom and they worked their way to the top.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
This sounds like an exciting opportunity for a head coach to come in there, develop a side and bring them into that first grade level. How exciting would this be for a prospective coach who might be listening now?
I think it'd be a great opportunity. Like, you have the power to come in and set up a new club and take them into the next 10, 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
Like, everyone wants to win a premiership, and to say that you were start of it from the bottom would be a great opportunity for anyone.
Okay, now if anyone listening now who might know somebody or who is, I guess, in the market to try and get a job as a head cricket coach, best way to get in contact, mate, what would that be?
Probably could contact me or through our Facebook page.
I've just realised that might be why Shagger's calling. is he a head coach material? Or?
Yeah, I'll play cricket with Shagger, so not really.
If it's the Shagger I know, you don't want him anywhere.
Absolutely not. All right, well, Damien Godfrey, Brighton District Cricket Club, we appreciate your time on the show this morning. Thanks so much for coming in. Go get stuck into a meat pie, buddy. You deserve it.
Thanks, guys.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.